The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
I wonder who's at the door. Just a second. I'll get the door ready. Hold it. Just a second. I'm on my... Yes?
Mr. Sales, I hate to bother you.
Oh, that's okay. Yes?
You slam the door on me again and I'll shove a fudgy to whale ice cream cake down your stivvies. Get my drift?
Yes, sir. Well, what can I do for you?
Well, Mr. Sales, you're a kind, considerate, and understanding sort of guy.
Well, thank you. I like to think so.
Well, you know Mrs. Abernathy who lives down the street from you?
Mrs. Abernathy? Oh, I like her. What about her?
Well, Mr. Sales, she's fallen on tough times, and if she doesn't pay her rent by tomorrow morning, she's going to be thrown out on the street.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, so a few of her friends have gotten together and chipped in with money to help an old lady out, and I'm sure you'd like to help contribute to this worthy cause.
Oh, sure. Well, you can count on me.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
Now, cut that out. Well, sure. Listen, I'll be more than happy to help. Listen, here's 5. No, 10. No, 20. Make it 20.
I was talking about dollars.
Oh, well, certainly. I don't know what I was thinking about. Yeah, here's $20.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sales. This is most generous of you.
No. I think it's you who should be thanked. I mean, taking time out of a busy schedule to try and raise money for that sweet Mrs. Abernathy. Boy, that's so nice. Are you a close friend of hers?
No, I'm her landlord.
All right. Woo, here we go. We're going to go for 2 hours now. Everybody in a good mood. Put a smile on your face. It's not raining inside. We're going to go here with the Moldy Oldie Show. Everybody sing out nice and loud and join us because we're coming to party. Here we go. Everybody ready? Count it off, girl. Here we go. A 1, a 2, a 1, 2, 3. I'm mad at you. Ready, baby, don't you be mad at me.
Live from New York, the chronic halitosis capital of the world, it's the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show, starring Soupy Sales with Darryl B. Mordecai and the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band, and me, I'm Ray Dariano. And now, the original Cape Crusader, Soupy Sales!
Thank you, Ray! Thank you, everybody! Yes, and welcome to the Moldy Oldie Show. Today we've got some great number ones music from this week in Moldy Oldie history and a salute to girl groups. Mm-hmm. Before we go on, I want to say that, you know, working with all the great people here, I'm really impressed with our producer, Frank Cody, mm-hmm. because we were talking about school, and when he was there, he received a letter in football.
He did?
Yeah, it said, return your equipment. Okay. And, of course, Dan Fermento, our producer, just in from California. Welcome back, Dan.
Oh,
our show is on KRLA in California. And of course, Dan is a little upset.
About what?
Because they circled the airport for 2 hours.
Oh, that'll drive you crazy.
It did. They were in a bus. And I want to say a great big hello today to my engineer, Gene Garz. Hello, Gene.
Howdy, Logan.
Gene's a little upset today because his new girl, Irene, asked him last night if he knew anything about kissing, which upset Gene very much.
Why?
Because Gene was kissing her at the time.
These three young women won a high school talent contest in 1960. 6 years later, this was their 7th number one. The Supremes and You Can't Hurry Love.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone for mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
Yeah, it's almost all. I remember mama said.
Her older sister Estelle and their cousin Nedra, the Ronettes from 1963, and Be My Baby. This is Soupy Stell's Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Boy, you talk about Ronnie Spector. I've known her for years. She's so beautiful.
Uh-huh.
No, really. I mean, she's beautiful. I remember one time she did my show, but another time on the show I had the world's ugliest girl.
Oh, no.
I mean, this girl was so ugly that even in her high school yearbook picture, she had an apple in her mouth. I'll get it. Hello.
Hello, Soupy. Me, Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. How are you?
You know Shirley, the stewardess from down the hall.
I know, Shirley. And say, Shirley, what was all that racket going on in the hall early this morning?
Oh, it was my date, Lloyd.
Uh-huh.
We had a big fight about his wanting to come in for a late-night drink.
He wanted to come in, huh?
No, he didn't. That's what the fight was about.
So what did you do?
I called the police.
What happened when the police came?
I threw them out.
Why?
Because Sting wasn't with them. He left over a year ago.
Sting the singer?
The one and only.
Oh, that police.
Oh, yeah. The other police were there already. I was doing the Dance of the Seven Dales.
Why were the police there?
Having a good time. They got there after 6.
6 p.m.?
No, after the sixth veil came off. What a time.
You had a good time?
Yeah, and I think I'm going to do some time. So long, Toby.
Listen, I'll mail you a saw.
Oh, put it in a cake. I'm getting hungry.
Goodbye, Shirley.
Goodbye, Soupy.
Continue our salute to girl groups. Here's the number one song for November 1962. Another Phil Spector production, The Crystals. He's a Rebel.
The way he walks down the street. That's the way he shuffles his feet. My old man, when he goes walking by. He's my guy.
You went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey, la, hey, la,
you've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey, la, hey, la,
so look out now, cause he's coming after you.
Hey, la, hey,
such a long time.
Hey, la, hey, la,
now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey, la, hey, la,
you're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey, la, hey, la,
cause it's kind of big and it's awful strong.
He's gonna save my reputation.
Hey, la, hey, la, my
boyfriend.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
From 1963, The Angels, and a song that took only 4 weeks to hit number one, My Boyfriend's Back. We'll hear more girl groups later in the show, and here's the host of Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And coming up in our next segment, I'll be talking to an athlete who displayed courage above and beyond the call of duty when he played 15 holes of golf with a broken leg. However, on the 16th hole, he decided to use a club instead.
And we'll take a look at this week in Moldy Oldie history, and we'll go down to the end of Lonely Street when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
Bubbly, uncivilized. Champel, for party animals.
Champel Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And now we're going to hear some songs that went to number one during this week in Moldy Oldie history.
All right.
This segment is brought to you by our own number one, Vito. Hey, listen, you tired of watching television?
Yeah.
Want a little excitement in your life?
Yeah.
Ever thought of entering girl watching as a full-time career?
Well,
now you can, thanks to Vito's famous girl watching school, where their motto is, it's a breeze to be a sleaze. After only one day at Vito's girl watching school, you'll learn how to do things with your eyes you'd get slapped for with your hands.
Whoa.
Take such exciting courses as Ogling 101, Advanced Staring 102,
Ooh.
And Hey Little Girl Want Some Candy 103.
Oh.
And Vito personally teaches you how to stare at a girl's legs while facing in the opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
You'll get the free booklet, What to Say to an Officer While He's Handcuffing You.
Oh.
Remember, Vito's famous girl watching school is as near as a telephone, which is just just a stone's throw from the tips of your fingers. Send us your phone number, we'll call you, and you better answer, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
It was this week in 1956 when the king took his throne and Elvis Presley had his very first number one.
Well, since my baby left, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lone Street, that Harvey Hotel. I'll be just a lonely baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry in the gloom. I'll be just a lonely baby. I'll be just a lonely. I'll be just a lonely, I'll make it die. Keep flowing, the death clerk's dancing black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back and think it's so. Think it's so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, and you could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the lonely street to Harmony Hotel, where you will be. It's so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that doctor, you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me now. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that you've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ding, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ding, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ding, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on in. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Before he unleashed the chipmunks, Dave Seville had a number one hit during this week in 1958 with Witch Doctor. And this is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
All right, Ray, thank you. Thank you, everybody. You know something, Ray? They just don't write them like that anymore.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I wonder who's at the door. I'll get the door. Just a second. I'm on my way. Just a moment. Just a... Oh.
Hey, you
Rogers, guys. It's Marvin the Bubba.
Oh, yeah, he's here. How's everything, Marvin?
Oh, hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
I say goodbye.
Great show today, Snoopy, huh? Funny isn't the one.
Thanks, Marvin, but I don't need a haircut.
That's cool, Snoopy. Could you just tell me what's today's date?
You're holding a newspaper, Marvin. Why don't you just look at it?
It's no good. It's yesterday's paper.
Marvin, I'm on the air. Please wait in the office.
Are you kidding? Benson. I cut Benson's hair. I said, hey, Benson, you play a great guitar for a butler, huh? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
Cheers.
Are you toasting me?
No, I do that show Cheers. I said, hey, Ted Danson, I love that movie about you. That's Danson. You know what Ted said?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
David Susskind. I cut his hair. I said, hey, David, your show's big. That's why it's on at 3 o'clock in the morning. Who are you interviewing today, men who like to be alone with cottage cheese, huh? You know what he said to me?
Marvin, I'm on the air. Wait in the office.
No, he said, what's wrong with being alone with cottage cheese? Weird.
Marvin, I don't need a haircut, and I'm very busy.
But, Soupy, when I saw you before in the hall, you said I could give you a haircut today.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Oh, does this one work any better?
You do get out of here.
Featuring lead singer Peter Noon, a former child actor, here's a number one from this week in 1965. Herman's Hermits and Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as hair are something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to fight. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes the bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you. Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine. Don't let on, don't say she's broke my heart. I go down on my knees, but it's no good to find. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out.
Soupy sails,
yeah, yeah,
playing moldy oldies.
Yeah.
Second number one in a row, the Jackson 5 and ABC from this week in 1970. You're listening to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, stay tuned now to more Moldy Oldies. And coming up, I'll be telling you how to win a detailed color map of Dom DeLuise's body, pointing out where the highway patrol hides to catch speeders.
And still to come, some one-hit wonders and a 1967 hairstyle with Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continues.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from Double Met Gum. A double great feeling, making you realize Double Met's the one for you.
Double fresh, fresh, double smooth,
double delicious to chew.
A double pleasure's waiting for you.
And we're back on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, right now, we're going to look at this week in Moldy Oldie history. What have you got for us, Ray?
All right, this week in 1960, the FDA approved the public sale of birth control pills.
Uh-huh, and also this day in history is the 34th birthday of Luther Busy, inventor of the intersection bearing his name.
All right, how about this one? This week in 1961... Alan Shepard became the first American in space.
Uh-huh. How about this one? 23 years ago today, Lester Ardmore of Ardmore, Kansas, breaks the world record for holding a grudge. Finally gets tired and drops it.
How about 1967?
Yeah.
One from there?
Yeah.
Russian youth openly defied the police and danced the twist in Red Square.
Oh, yeah.
That was this week.
How about this one? 18 years ago today, Rod Steiger places third in the third annual Rod Steiger lookalike contest.
And this week, back in 1967, a flower power anthem entered the charts. Here's Scott McKenzie in San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people.
Inspired by the comic strip character Little Lulu, Bebop Balula, recorded this week in 1956 by Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps on Soupy Sal's Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, Ray, this is pretty wild. I was reading here in the paper. In a recent poll, 42% of the voters approved of the job Ronald Reagan is doing. 30% were not happy, and 28% tried to borrow money from the guy taking the poll. I'll get it. Hello?
Soupy, baby, it's me, Murray.
Hey, it's Murray, my agent.
Yeah, Murray the A.
Yeah, so what do you have for me?
Hey, remember the screen test you did for Warner Brothers last month?
The one where you had me playing the singing dog catcher? I didn't like that very much.
Well, don't worry about it.
What do you mean, don't worry about it?
Well, the screen test got divided notices.
Divided notices?
I liked it. The movie company hated it.
I'm going to hang up now.
Love you, babe.
Okay.
This week in 1962, four guys from Liverpool signed a recording contract with EMI Records, and they changed music forever. The Beatles.
I'm in love with her.
what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. If I'm with stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. They fall the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
For what it's worth, the only top 10 song for the Buffalo Springfield, who played their last show this week in 1968, Long Beach, California. It's Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
All right, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Right now, I want to introduce you to someone who's been with me for years. He's the leader of the award-winning NBC Rhythm and Blues Band. Would you please join me in a nice round of applause for Darryl B. Mordecai?
Darryl, Darryl B.
Hey, Darryl B.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Soupy. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, how are you,
Big
Darryl?
Time. Coast to coast, you know.
Yes, I know, Darryl. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. You know, I got to tell you, Mr. Soup, hearing all these great Moldy Oldies, it sure brings back a lot of memories. You know, I played on a lot of these records.
I know. Did you ever work with Buffalo Springfield?
Work with him? I named him.
You named a Buffalo Springfield? What made you think of that name?
Well, what would you have named a Buffalo? Murray or Abdullah?
Darryl.
You know, hey, I wanted to name him Buffalo Darryl, you know.
Yeah.
But Steve Stills and Neil Young, you know, they didn't go for that, you know. After all, they didn't want the group named after another member of the group, you know.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Are you saying you were a member of the Buffalo Springfield?
Oh, yeah. I was in that group for 2 years.
No kidding. Did you play on the record we just played, For What It's Worth?
No, I didn't play on that one.
Well, why not?
It wasn't worth it.
Yeah. You know what I said. They come over there. I said, hey, still, tell your story. Walk in, you know.
Yeah. You see, money was really... In all fairness to the band, you know, money was really tight in the 60s.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, I was pretty tight in the 60s myself.
Well, tell me something. Why did Buffalo Springfield break up?
Well, you see now, this dude, Stephen Stills, he joined David Crosby and Graham Nash.
Yeah.
And they formed Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
That's right. Then another member of the Buffalo Springfield, Neil Young, joined, and they became Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Yeah, well, that's partially correct. You see, Neil was their second choice.
Really? Who was their first choice?
Well, I was. But it didn't work out.
Why not?
Well, they couldn't fit the name on the album cover.
The name?
Yeah. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and More to Come. You know, a little too long. But, you know, it worked out. I joined another band.
Which one was that?
Well, Darryl's Clearwater Revival.
Play, Darryl.
Yes, sir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. We'll be back with more of our salute to the girl groups and Soupy's joke of the day when Soupy sells Moldy Oldies continues. Yeah.
Sparkly, bubbly, uncivilized. Chantel, for party animals.
Chantel Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
Welcome back. We're going to turn the Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie spotlight on some one-hit wonders. But first, it's time for my favorite portion of the show. And I know it happens to be Del Shannon's favorite, too.
Oh, boy.
Because now it's time for Soupy's Joke of the Day.
Yes, thank you. I love Del Shannon, man. He can still hit those high notes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There were two old maids who run a country drugstore. And one afternoon, a farmer comes in and says, listen, says, I need a pill to calm me down because every time I see a girl, I want to make love to her. What can you give me? So one of the old maids says, just a moment. She goes back to the counter and she talks to her sister a couple of minutes and walks back out and she says, I talked to my sister about it. We can give you $700 in the drugstore.
These five guys formed a band in high school and 2 years later reached the number four spot with their only hit single, The Shantays and Pipeline. Yeah. Thank you.
lonely night and day. I can't get your love, I must stay away. Well, I need you, girl, by my side. Oh, little girl, bring the letters in the right. I can't get your love, I can't get satisfaction. Oh, little girl, I got a reaction.
Top 5 hit from September 1966 for five teenagers from San Jose, California. Count 5. A psychotic reaction. It's Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, stay tuned now to the Moldy Oldie Show, because coming up in our second hour, I'll be interviewing a young Chicago businessman who's making a fortune making charcoal sketches of friends and loved ones simply by making them lie face down on a dirty barbecue grill.
Plus some famous birthdays and a walk in the sand, all when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies continue. Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. This hour, Julianne Phillips Springsteen drops by with tips on dying sweatbands. And now, here's a man who was once hounded by both the police and the underworld due to a computer foul-up, Soupy Sales!
Yes, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, this hour, we'll be hearing music from some great Moldy Oldie duos. We've got famous birthdays to celebrate, and right now we've got more of our salute to girl group, all brought to you by Vito. Hey, ladies, are you tired of the same old job as a nuclear scientist with the space agency?
Yeah.
Want a job that'll finally get you off your feet and put you on your hands and knees?
Yeah.
Ever thought of becoming a professional cleaning lady?
Yeah.
Well, now you can, thanks to Vito's famous cleaning lady school, where their motto is, "We'll vacuum the Lone Ranger, but we hate cleaning still."
Yeah.
Vito has placed cleaning ladies in some of America's finest homes, often against their will, and sometimes without their knowledge. Learn how to turn an ordinary everyday mop into a $1 million investment simply by using it to pry a safe open. Enjoy washing windows with Vito's patented method, LSEDI, which stands for Let Someone Else Do It. On graduation, each new cleaning lady receives the complete cleaning ladies kit, which includes a dustpan, two boxes of dust, an apron, and the phone numbers of 45 other women who'll do your work for you. Vito's famous cleaning ladies school is as near as your vacuum cleaner, so when we call, you better say yes, because remember, it ain't smart to say no to a man named Vito.
A great girl group made up of two pairs of sisters from Queens, New York. Here's their first hit, Remember Walking in the Sand, the Shangri-Las.
Walking in the sand, walking hand in hand. The night was so exciting, smile was so inviting. Then he touched my cheek with his fingertips. Softly, softly we'd meet with the lips. walking hand in hand. The life was so exciting. Smile was so inviting. Then he touched my cheek. With his fingertips. Softly.
Tonight you're mine, completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure? Or just a moment?
The first girl group to have a number one single, The Shirelles, and Will You Love Me Tomorrow, from January 1961. This is Soupy Sales, Moldy Oldies, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you. Oh, The Shirelles are great. You know what? I sent them a new song, sort of like a sequel to this one.
Oh, really? What's it called?
Will You Love Me Tomorrow, like you did in Los Angeles. I wonder who's this, Joe. I'll get it. Just a second. I'm on my way. Hold it just a second.
Buenos
dias, Senorita Claire. How's our favorite cleaning lady?
Oh, very well. Thank you very much. Oh, excuse me. I must clean up your...
No, Claire, you can't come in here now. I've got a show going on here.
You have a show going on here?
Yes.
Oh, I have a little joke for you.
You have a joke?
Yes.
All right, let's hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Adolph.
Adolph who?
Adolph hit me in the head. That's why I talk like this. I get to be in show business?
Not on this show.
Oh, I bet I'm a cleanup.
No, you're not going to get... No, you're
way.
Not going to get...
I take the coffee cup out of your studio.
You're not getting any...
Motown's given us some great girl groups, and here's one of the best. Martha and the Vandellas from 1965. Nowhere to Run.
Thank you.
young women who signed a recording contract in 1960. It took them 3 years to chart number five from the summer of 1963, The Chiffons, and One Fine Day. This is Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, now, stay tuned. Got a lot more great Moldy Oldies coming up. And then, before the next half hour ends, author Alex Haley will bring singer Madonna by to show us her roots.
Coming up next, Moldy Oldie Duo. And what happens to love's losers when Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies return?
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from double.
Welcome back to Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies, and here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, we've got some famous Moldy Oldie birthdays to celebrate this week.
Oh, really? Who was born this week?
Okay, this week, how about James Brown?
Mr. Dynamite.
Happy father birthday. Of soul, right?
That's right.
How about Mary Hopkins?
Oh, is that great?
Yeah. How about Billy Joel?
How about that?
Yeah.
Long Island boy.
Yeah. How about here's a great guy, Ricky Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
This week, Dave Prater from Sam and Dave fame.
Soul Man.
Soul Man. How about Pete Seeger? And also Bob Seeger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One of the E's is missing. That's the one I got in school. And also today, this week's birthday was Frankie Valli.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, what if someone is tuned in and listening and happens to be their birthday this week? What do you have to tell them?
Well, I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah. All right.
If you were born this week, you were born on the side of McDonald's. So beware of any woman with sesame seed buns. Today would be an excellent day to make an obscene phone call to a Smurf. Today you'll have serious money damages. A Brinks truck will run over you. And finally, if you were born this week, you'll really have to scramble today since your job at the omelet factory is over.
His younger brother was the lead singer of the Temptations, but this song went to number 7 in September 1966. Born this week in Meriden, Mississippi, Jimmy Ruffin, and what becomes the Broken Heart.
I have visions of many things.
From November 1962, yeah. The Four Seasons and Big Girls Don't Cry. Yeah. Lead singer Frankie Valli, born Frank Castelluccio, this week in 1937. It's Soupy Sales, Mo Leoli's, and here's your host, Soupy Sales.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, I just love Frankie Valli. Just a few years ago, he did my TV show. He came on, got hit with a pie. Yeah, it was really wild.
Great guy.
Yeah. I'll get it. I'll get the door. Who's at the door? Just a second.
Hiya, fellas. It's Jerry. I've got the coffee wagon.
Hey, it's Jerry, the coffee wagon with the coffee.
Super Simons, I got new white walls. Look.
The wagon looks good, but you don't look too good, Jerry.
I'm a victim of psychostan.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
I became a parachute jumper last night.
Yeah, what made you decide to become a parachute jumper?
A plane with three dead engines.
Where in the world were you going?
I was going to Mexico.
Tijuana?
Not really, but I couldn't afford a wife.
Well, better luck next time, Jerry.
I'm lucky. I found a horseshoe this morning.
Wow. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, it means some poor horses running around in the stocking feet.
Never mind that, Jerry. Do you know anything about horses?
Tiny. I had a racehorse once. Everyone called me Tex.
Really? Are you from Texas?
No, Louisiana, but I couldn't stand being called Louise.
A racehorse? Did you ever ride in the Derby?
No, I usually wore a stocking cap. I can wear it now.
Take that off, Jerry, and serve the coffee.
Tiny. Coffee, friends, good coffee. And here's the coffee pot. And here's the cream and sugar. It's the cups that I forgot. But, fellas, please forgive me. I didn't break the law. So here's the coffee pot. You can drink it with a straw.
Forget the coffee, Jerry. I can't drink hot coffee through a straw.
I know, but this stuff is cold.
Well, why don't you get on a horse and go ride for some hot coffee?
When I was out west, I rode a sure-footed horse.
How do you know he was sure-footed?
Because he kicked me in the same place three times.
Get out of here.
See you later.
This woman was recommended to Paul McCartney by Twiggy. He signed at Apple Records, and her first record went to number two. Born this week in Wales, Mary Hopkin, and Those Were the Days.
Once upon a time, there was a tavern where we used to raise a glass or two. Remember how we laughed away the hours? Think of all the great things we would do. Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd
night I stood before the tavern. Nothing seemed the way it used to be. In the glass I saw strange reflections.
Time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, soupy time, soupy time, soup, soup, soupy time, moldy, oldie show.
Born this week in the same town as Little Richard, Macon, Georgia. The godfather of soul, James Brown, and Papa's got a brand new bag. And here's the godfather of moldy oldies, Snoopy Sale.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Well, you know what? I was just reading in the paper here what happened. Phyllis Diller's in the news today.
Well, really, what happened?
Well, police caught a peeping Tom outside her bedroom window last night, sleeping. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, it's Julian.
Hi, Julian, how are you? I know, Julian.
You're not your limo driver, Julian.
Julian, I know you're my driver. What can I do for you?
Hey, did I tell you the program today has me side-splitting with mirth?
Well, thank you.
And it's funny, too.
Thank you, Julian.
Listen, I'm going to be just a little tiny bit late today.
Why this time?
Well, you see, I lent my car to my dentist.
You lent your car to your dentist? Why?
Well, he told me if I lent him the car, he'd give it a filling. And I know he uses gas.
I don't believe you. Get the car and be here on time.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back with music from famous twosomes when Snoopy Sale's Moldy Oldies continues.
Double the zay.
Champale, for party animals.
Champale Incorporated, Trenton, New Jersey.
And we're back on Snoopy Sale from Moldy Oldies, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks, everybody. Coming up, the further adventures of Philo Kvetch. Right now, we've got songs from famous duos.
Believe it or don't.
A rich Texas rancher from Dallas married a former Miss America and couldn't keep his hands off her, so he fired him.
They started singing when they were in grammar school. This is their 10th top 10 hit, the Everly Brothers, and When Will I Be Loved?
Thank you.
paper. I've been waiting for you.
Ray and Joe, but they call themselves Paul and Paula. Don't ask me. That's number one hit from February 1963, Hey Paula.
And now it's time once more for the sizzling and sometimes zany adventures of Philo Kovetch, world's greatest part-time private eye. Today's episode, The Pirate's Pesky Parrot.
I found the apartment of Sam the Pirate. It was a room that belonged to a Navy man. There was an anchor in the small living room, two portholes, a life raft, blown up, a parrot who talked dirty.
Polly Wolf! Polly Wolf!
I spoke to the parrot. Wouldn't you rather have some bird seed instead?
Oh, would you?
It was obvious that Sam wasn't in. I spoke to the parrot again. I'm looking for Sam the Parrot.
Well, you simply have a good night to it.
I warned him. Another smart line like that, and I'd pull out the rest of the feathers on his body. Now, where's Sam?
Babble, babble, babble.
The parrot just babbled on without saying anything I could hang my hat on. So I grabbed him by the throat. Before the parrot could speak, a shot rang out. The parrot fell from his perch.
Oh, they got me, they got me.
You hurt bad?
You ever know anyone that was hurt good? Oh, I'm finished, do you hear? I'm finished. That was a good parrot. I never hollered, Polly wants a cracker. That wasn't my scene. All Polly ever wanted was a... I'm losing my grip on the perch. My life is flashing before my eyes. I'm on my way to the big bird bath in the sky.
The parrot was done for. I had to make a last-minute play to get some information. Listen, Polly, does Sam have the other half of the map?
Yes. He's got it tattooed on his chest. Find Sam, and you have the complete map. He should be at the offshore.
And with that, the parrot fell from the perch. That was the end of the wordy birdie. Now to find Sam. I no sooner put my hand on the doorknob when another shot rang out. Someone was after me. Someone wanted me stopped.
Who wants Philo stopped? Who doesn't? And what will he do when he learns about his back taxes? Be with us next time when Philo says...
Back taxes? What back taxes?
On the further adventures of Philo Kovetch, world's greatest part-time private eye.
You'll never get out of this. You ain't gonna get out of
this. I'm only on the duo who met at Westminster Boys School in London. Peter and Gordon in World Without Love.
Lock me away and don't allow the day inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out of tune and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay. Here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while I will see.
20 from the summer of 1967, Marvin Gaye, along with Sammy Terrell, and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Here's the host of Snoopy Sales, Moldy Oldie, Snoopy Sales.
Hey, thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned now to the Moldy Oldie Show, because coming up in the next segment, you'll hear about Queen Elizabeth of England and Queen Juliana of the Netherlands, who are trying to solve a mutual plumbing problem in the palace. So we'll finally learn if two queens can beat a royal flush.
And stay with us for the thrilling conclusion of this week. Snoopy Sales,
oh, yeah.
Moldy Oldie.
The Soupy Sales Moldy Oldie Show is brought to you by Double Mint Gum. Double your pleasure with Double Mint Gum.
A double pleasure's waiting for you. A double pleasure from
back. on Soupy Sales Moldy Oldies. Here's Soupy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. Hey, next week on the Moldy Oldies show, we've got some special guests.
Oh, really? Like who?
Well, Mary Tyler, Texas.
Mary Tyler, Texas.
A former television star who now raises cattle in her living room. We've got Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Former TV star now living under a roulette table. And we've got Lee Marvin Garden.
Lee Marvin Garden.
Tough white-haired actor who beats up Monopoly sets. Also, Johnny Carsick.
Johnny Carsick.
Late-night TV host who finds out about his alimony payments while driving. And we got Nastasha Kinky.
Nastasha Kinky.
Uh-huh. Beautiful actress who does unusual things with ice cream cones.
They first called themselves the Men, then later the Aristocrats. This was their first top 10 hit from June 1966, The Association, and along comes Mary.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls on me. And every now and then I send a lamb and lamb and verse and verse of small city. And then along comes Mary.
Reality from where she called my name.
B-side of Traveling Band, number 2 from February 1970. Who'll Stop the Rain from Creedence Clearwater Revival. You're listening to Snoopy Sales from Oldie Oldies, and here's Snoopy.
Thank you, Ray. Thank you, everybody. And now, here's some scenes from next week's Moldy Oldies show.
Look, there in the sky. It's a man.
There you are.
I can't believe it.
Where do you come from?
Not just yet.
From us?
My first friend.
Mark Kent.
Yes.
It's a dream.
I've stayed too long, and I'm off. Goodbye. Oh, what's the use?
Yes, sir.
On the paper?
Carl Knight.
Who's this? Afraid I can't wait.
That man!
Can he checkmate the strange figure called the Wolf?
It will not arrive.
Did he go out?
No.
He didn't go out. Oh! The open window, he went through it and it's 20 stories down.
All that and more next week on the Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie Show. Yeah! Hey! And I want to thank you for being with us this week, and we hope to see you again next week. So until then, you have a great, great, wonderful week. Take good care of yourselves. Big kiss for you. I love you. Bye-bye, everybody.
This has been Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldie, starring Snoopy Sales, produced by Dan Fermento and Ben Manila for Radio Today. Executive producer Frank Cody. Recording technicians Gene Garnes and Betsy Torres. Special thanks to Paul DeVere, Rodney Belazaire, and Mark Humble. Snoopy's jingles are performed by The Phantom. I'm Ray Dariano. Snoopy Sales Moldy Oldies has been a presentation of NBC Radio Entertainment.
Sitting by the radio, just you and your heart. Everybody, come on. Come on and sing along with me. Yeah. Everybody, buddy, come along. And everybody, sing along. We're gonna sing and have fun from 1993.